This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. All states and UTs express unanimous solidarity and support to the armed forces on Operation Sindoor during the Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog in Delhi yesterday. Briefing the media, the Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam said that he was angry over what happened in Pahalgam, and everyone commended the role and the valour of the defence forces and the leadership of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Subramaniam said that during the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed that achieving the goal of the Viksit Bharat would require the strength of the Team India, which was shown during the Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor is not a show of army strength. It has to be converted to social strength because society came out and supported our action. Similarly, Viksit Bharat is not the idea of a chief minister or an individual or anybody in the system. It has to get converted into a people's movement.
In the meeting, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the states to develop at least one tourist destination per state as per the global standards and by providing all facilities and infrastructure. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized on one state, one global destination, saying that it would also lead to the development of the neighboring cities as tourist places. Stressing on the need to work towards the future-ready cities, the PM Modi said that India is getting rapidly urbanized. He highlighted that the growth, innovation and the sustainability should be as the engine for the development of the cities. The Prime Minister also emphasized on the need to increase the speed of the development, stating that if the centre and all the states come together and work together like a Team India, no goal is impossible. The delegation led by the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has arrived in the US, and the 6th delegation led by the NCP MP Supriya Sule has reached Qatar. The multi-party delegations, which were asked to put forth India's stand against terrorism before the world, have gone all out in their outrage to put forward India's zero-tolerance stance against terrorism. The all-party delegation, led by the DMK MP Kanimori, which he reached in Moscow yesterday, addressed a joint press conference at the Indian embassy in Russia. Mr. Kanimori strongly put forth the Pahalgam terror attack, which was done by the terrorists who had infiltrated Indian territory from Pakistan. Meanwhile, the high-level delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Dr. Shrikant Shinde has concluded their visit to the United Arab Emirates and is now proceeding to the Democratic Republic of Congo. We have a report.
After underscoring India's firm zero-tolerance stance on terrorism in the UAE, the Shrikant Shinde-led delegation has now left for Congo. Before leaving, the delegation extended gratitude to the UAE leadership for their unwavering support to India in the fight against terrorism. On the other hand, the Bejent Panda-led delegation arrived in Bahrain earlier. The delegation will also visit Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Algeria to showcase India's continued fight against terrorism. Meanwhile, the delegation to Japan led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha has successfully completed the first leg of its tour and reached Seoul in South Korea. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Interacting with the media and the members of the Indian diaspora at the Embassy of Japan, Mr. Jha clearly explained the role of Pakistan in the gruesome terror attacks in Pahalgam. The Kerala State Disaster Management Authority yesterday issued a public warning after the Coast Guard reported a possible leakage of dangerous substances from the cargo that fell off the ship in the Arabian Sea about 38 nautical miles and from the southwest of Kochi coast. The KSDMA warned people, particularly those living under the coast of the fishermen, to not touch or explore the objects that fell into the sea, which is believed to contain the marine gas oil or very low sulfur fuel oil. People have been asked to inform the police in case if they come across such objects. In IPL cricket, the Delhi Capitals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets at the Swabhai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. After being invited to bat first, Punjab Kings scored 206 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, the Delhi Capitals made 208 for 4 in 19.3 overs. Sami Rizvi was declared the player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.